We're back to Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And I'm excited to welcome the program Phil Stevens. Phil's a filmmaker. He's going to talk about a bunch of different things. And Phil, thanks for stopping by. I look forward to chatting with you because things are pretty exciting for you in the days of being a director and a filmmaker. Things are really picking up, especially after COVID, aren't they?
Yeah, I never thought something like this would hit like the film world or the world in general. So it's exciting that it's still going.
Absolutely. So kind of talk about, did you always want to be a director and filmmaker? Is that something you wanted to do?
No, had no clue I had this talent. I was in IT for decades. I was always really creative as a kid, but I moved to Atlanta, worked for Cox Enterprises, and I was a geeky VP level director in process engineering, if you could believe it. So no, I didn't know that I would be moving into this space.
So how long after that did you get into the space?
Sure. I was attending a church, a big giga church here in Atlanta, and I was leading choirs kind of like Kirk Franklin. And then I ended up on the actors team, and I just know I loved it. I love acting. I love being in videos, making videos, and I couldn't shake it. So went home and told my wife, I think I'm going to chase this creative thing. And she said, that's fine. But how are we going to pay for this big house, sir? But luckily, things started to work out for us. And I landed Home Depot as a client, and that kind of legitimized the firm.
So explain how you landed Home Depot as a client. I know I want to get to the project and now again, all this funding and how amazing it is, but to land a corporate client, especially, you know, in this agency world, I have my own agency, social media marketing and celebrity interviews and podcast production. How do you land a corporate client? What is the strategy? What is the best way to go out and go after, like, on the wish list? Like Gary Vee always talks about, go after the heavy hitters if you're trying to
build. Yeah, no, that's a good question, Neil. I honestly, you know, I had been just doing videos for small churches, you know, $1,500 videos, but it was killing me, but it was keeping the lights on. And I landed Home Depot because I was working for a friend that did kind of a third party testing company, like a UL testing. And he had Home Depot as his major client. He was the one responsible for getting the Husky brand back on the map and making them a ton of money. And they said one day, hey, we noticed your photos. They look phenomenal. Who's doing those? I was like, I got a videographer on the team. He's doing software development and, you know, some video stuff as we're doing testing videos. And they was like, well, can he do a quick little promo for our new pliers? So I put the pliers on like a scratched up metal table and turned the lights off. And it was horrible. It was bad. I didn't know what I was doing, but they loved it. And signed on for a bunch more projects. And when he sold his company for about $6 million, I got to keep them as a client. So I've been doing TV commercials and some industrials for them. We just finished a 8-series how-to videos that you can find on their website and YouTube. So they're still a client of mine.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. And so the big news that's coming up while you're on is, again, how your company keeps growing, this production company, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You want me to go into that and just tell
Absolutely.
Everybody what's happening?
Let's go with right through it.
All right. I was working full time at a giga church here in Atlanta, Victory Church. Great. Love my job. Love the people there. A lot of relational equity. Had a great team. And God kind of called me out of it and spoke to me and said, I know I've been working in you to write and direct films only. It's more than that. You're going to start a faith-based film production company. You're going to go make a slate of TV and films, and I'm going to go fund it. And I remember sitting there shaking like, oh, because I'm not Moses. God doesn't talk to me all the time. I don't want you to think that. But when he does talk to me, I tend to listen. And then a stranger came up to me like 10 minutes later, right there in service, and said, listen, I don't know. I don't know you. I know I'm a stranger. I know of you. But God's been telling me to talk to you for 2 weeks, and I haven't been listening. He told me to tell you that whatever he told you to do, you need to go do. Don't be afraid, and you cannot fail. And I'm crying like a baby because I never got confirmation that quickly. So sure enough, we started the company. I put in my resignation at the church, and recently we landed $25 million for film and TV projects, and I never thought it could be.
So the film and TV projects, can you talk about those, or that's in the process right
Sure.
now?
Yeah, no, that's in the process right now. There's no NDAs yet, but our first film we're filming starting in January. We're going to prep next week. Autumn Bailey Ford is our producer, and she's incredible. She's done 44 films, just worked with Al Pacino, and she just won women's oh, it's WIFTA. WIFTA. Don't ask me to spell the acronym, but it's Women's in Film, and she's being honored for the year, which is absolutely incredible. I'm so proud of her. But she signed on, read the script, said, "Phil, I got to do this thing. Like, don't count me out. I got to do it." So she's on board with our whole slate. But we have that. We have another faith-based film that feels like Sons of Anarchy. So it's going to be kind of edgy, kind of biker style. And we're working on developing some other things. But I mean, projects are just script. Once we told everybody, the floodgates open and people are sending us stories from all over.
And that's great. And so you're still doing the production. You have two production companies now, right? It sounds like. Yeah. So you have the moment though. So you were working for the church and doing that business. And now it's all, are you going to continue the other stuff too? That's not the faith-based?
No, sir. I don't think that'll be a good use of my time. I think I'm going to do a lot of executive producing these projects. I think we'll be making films and TV series for the next 5 years, if not more.
Fantastic. And you're in Atlanta, so there's a great opportunity of a hotbed to find the right actors, everything, man.
Yeah.
It's
Oh, yeah.
exciting.
I mean, I also have a studio. I have high-end cameras that I also rent out to TV and commercial projects. So Atlanta is the place. Like, it's not LA, and it doesn't have to be. But with this tax credit, and just Marvel's coming here, taking advantage of that and all the things. Any Marvel movie or TV series you see, they shot in Atlanta. You can see the little peach at the end of the
Really?
credits.
Okay. So
Yeah, absolutely.
still the tax credits are happening. It's a good update for me.
Yeah.
I'm in Texas, but I'd love to come out and visit Atlanta, cover some stuff there, and and all that. So it's an interesting thing. And so there's red carpets, all that. So you don't have to go to LA where all those restrictions are. You come to Atlanta and you're going to be able to shoot, and there's a lot of opportunity, it sounds like. That's what you're trying to
Oh
say.
yeah, there's talent. There's studios. There's I don't know if you heard of there's a new studio that Dan Caffey is helped kind of launch, and it is Trilla Studios, and it is huge. They bought Tyler Perry's old studios, and they're making a big community out of that space. I mean, there's actors here, there's resources here, studios. There's not necessarily a reason to run out to LA and film everything. Atlanta is
That's good. You
really,
can
really
stay
coming
here.
in shape.
That's good if you're saying you'll be doing lots of the filming here, then it sounds like, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because of the tax credit, that's the other thing. And then also basically you'll find the pool of actors. So what do you look at certain as a production company, are you eyeing up any specific places you want to work with that are faith-based that are producing content? Do you have any ideas on that end, or is it kind of just the process and you can't say anything yet?
I can't say anything yet, but
So or you'd have to kill me. And I understand.
well, I have to hobble you. I don't have to kill you.
You can't hobble someone 6'10", almost
That's
300
true.
pounds. That's not happening, man. That's not happening at all. So, and where do you see the genre of Christian films going? Where do you see it going? TV series, films, it's really become better. I always hear this when I interview them. I'm like, oh, come on now. It's because the talent has come. The talent has come. And so the writers have become better. So the films are inspirational, but also can be for an audience that maybe aren't Christian yet. They need to get some of these things and they see the inspiration. Where do you see it going? Do you think
Well,
it's just
I think we're getting better, like you said, at writing stories and telling stories. You know, in the past with some Christian films, we did a good job, but we were really churchy. And what I think people are understanding is there are people on the fence about their faith, and they still want to be. This is 2022. People want to be entertained. So if you're going to spend money on a film or TV series, you have to take people along for a journey. You have to connect with them. You have to connect with the lost. You have to connect with the people on the fence. You have to connect with the people that don't want to leave their home and go to church. People are doing like church online now, especially after COVID. So we as filmmakers and content creators need to get better at meeting people where they're at.
When do we expect to hear things from your production company and films coming out and things like that. What are you're shooting in January, so expect things in mid 2023 to find out what's going on.
Early summer, to be honest with you, is where we'd like to go to theaters, but it just depends on what's in the market right now for Easter, because you don't want to go to bat with a big film. Like if had we shot, you know, earlier in the year, I don't want to go up against Wakanda Forever. That's just not going to, it's just
So
not a
you're
smart
hoping
move.
for ones in the big screen. You're going after production as a production company to go and get bought by certain ones. Is that a goal of yours? Like,
Yeah. The goal is to go to theater whenever you can. If you can go to theater, you can probably make anywhere from 10 to 20 times as much as it costs to make it. And that's why investors are so interested in this opportunity, is because they know faith-based films still make money. They're not your big, you know, $250 million films in a studio, but if you can spend 5 million on a film and it's good and it goes to theater, church folks are going to run out to see it. They want to be entertained and they want to be encouraged.
so they only have one. So basically, what you got to do is bring in one or two big stars that are known, put the other actors in there. It's become like professional wrestling back in the day in the territories. You have a couple big stars, and that was it before Vince took all over it. But I think independent films and what you're creating, it's going to make it such a tough game to be one of the big ones, just like we're seeing in OTT networks. OTT networks has changed the game too, right? Because but you're seeing, it's interesting to see you still can make more money going to the theaters. Where can people find information on your film company and stuff? So tell us who it is and the name of it and all that.
Missio Dei Films, .com. It's MissioDei Films. So
All
super
right.
easy.
And how'd you come up with the name?
Oh man. So Missio Dei means the mission of God. And last year at a church, we were talking about Imago Dei, which is the image of God. But now that you understand God's image for you, you want to understand God's mission for you. What is he calling you out to do? So we want to stay on mission with what we're creating so that we make God proud.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. It was a great conversation. Got you're coming back on again once these films start coming out. You're reaching out
Yes,
to
and you're coming out
me.
here to be on our film. You're going to
Oh,
come out, you're going to be an
yes.
extra.
I am coming to Atlanta. No doubt. I love it. An extra, you need it. So you 6'10", come on now. We gotta figure out a spot for me. Because I'm a former pro wrestler. I wanted to get my acting gig, so tell me when I need to go send some stuff in and I'm here. You know,
Our
maybe we
first
can get a
film is
story.
about a girl on death row. So you could be a prison guard.
I'm in. I'm in, man.
Let's
I'm
do it.
in. How many
I'm writing
days
it
do we
down.
skip
I'm
when
writing
I
it down. Here we go.
okay? Well, when we get off of Monique, we'll talk about it. I appreciate it. All right. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.